Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we're going to talk about self-respect. This message has been coming up a lot, and I want to do a show. I know I've done one before. I think if I went through my archives, there has to be a show on self-respect, but I thought let's just review. So here are some tips to help you build respect for yourself. So the first one is, yeah, be kind and compassionate to yourself. And I say that a lot on this program. It is so easy. We live in a world where everybody wants something now, right? And you can feel like the world's tugging at you in all these different directions and no one's happy. And, you know, like you can constantly feel like I'm in one mistake after another mistake after another mistake after another mistake. And no matter what you're going through, you got to stop and just be kind and compassionate with yourself. Even if you did something that, you know, you said you didn't want to do and you wound up doing it, still be kind and compassionate to yourself. We live in a world that wants to beat us all up and tell us how wrong we are, right? While at the same time, we live in a world where everybody's teaching us to blame somebody else, right? So how do you stay accountable, taking full and complete responsibility for your life without beating yourself up? Yeah, you just got to learn to practice self-kindness and self-compassion. And so what does compassion look like? Well, first and foremost, recognizing that you have feelings, right? And no matter what the feeling may be, don't make yourself wrong. Acknowledge the feeling. And I think the next layer to this, and this is one that I've been talking about a lot over the last couple of years, is just because you're feeling guilt or shame or sadness or anger or hurt or lost, that doesn't mean anything about you ultimately. So you can acknowledge that feeling. You're not going to stuff it down. You're not going to run from it. You're not going to blame somebody else for it. You're going to be with that feeling. And then you're also going to tell yourself, this feeling doesn't mean anything about me. Doesn't mean that I am unworthy. Doesn't mean I'm undeserving. It doesn't mean that I'm a bad person. It doesn't mean that I've fucked up my life so badly. It doesn't mean that I'm going to be a disappointment to other people. No, it doesn't mean anything. It's just a feeling. Just a feeling. And I think once you can start to do that process with yourself and not let things get bigger than you, right? Within you, right? Like we can start, our minds will start running and like, oh my God, I feel so terrible because of this and this and that. And sure, it's okay. It's totally okay to feel terrible, you know, but then you gotta be mindful of that and say, this terrible feeling, I'm feeling it all. I don't like it, but it doesn't mean that there is something fundamentally bad, wrong, negative, awful about me, right? So recognize your feeling and release judgment, right? One of the cornerstones of self-compassion is, you know, just stop judging. And I think this gets easier if you kind of decide that you're just going to stop judging in when you are feeling good, like judging somebody else. So I think it's very easy to get in a pattern of judging other people. And then when you're in your vulnerable moment, you turn that judgment back on yourself and just don't do it. Just stop judging, right? You know, call a spade, you know, facts and judging someone are completely different. If someone's a dick and clearly they're a dick, right? That's not being judgmental, getting all up in other people's business. That's judgment. Trust yourself. Another aspect of self-compassion is being supportive, you know, to yourself. And you might need to Google what supportive means, right? We talk about that all the time. I want people to be supportive of me. I want people to be supportive of me. But Are you being supportive of yourself? Matter of fact, because this has been the theme, it seems, of all my shows in 2024, I have to do a Google search in the middle of the show. Let's do one now. Let's do supportive. What does supportive actually mean? Providing encouragement or emotional help. That's the dictionary definition. And the synonyms are encouraging, caring, sympathetic, reassuring, understanding. All right, cool. You got to be that for yourself. You got to be that for yourself. So, and the mark of true self-respect, my spirit guides are jumping in, is when you are in your lowest possible moment, can you be supportive to yourself? That is when you start to win at this game called life, right? So lowest possible moment, can you be supportive to yourself? Lowest possible moment, can you be supportive to yourself? Okay. Understanding, be understanding with yourself. You know, okay, let's look that one up. What does understanding mean? We say all these words, right? And I want people to understand me. All right, so you got to be that for yourself. What does it mean? The ability to understand something, comprehension, sympathetically aware. This is definition two, the adjective. Sympathetically aware of other people's feelings, tolerant, and drumroll, forgiving. So a part of truly being understanding is forgiveness. So let's throw that in there too. Forgive yourself. Be willing to forgive yourself. Be willing, be willing, be willing to forgive yourself. And then interestingly, and I know I was doing some research on this, and particularly on self-compassion. And someone wrote connect with others, and I saw what it is. It's oftentimes when we're really beating ourselves up and being unkind to ourselves and ultimately being really disrespectful to ourselves, we shut ourselves off from outside energy. I'm not talking about like, oh, go hang out with a bunch of people, but even just being in a store and you know, you can choose whether you interact with the checker or, the another person shopping in the store. You don't have to be buddy-buddy. You don't have to have a big energetic exchange. But when we are down on ourselves, we don't even give ourselves the luxury of just basic human connection, because that flow runs two ways. So someone could be healing you just with a hello, just with a smile. And so often when we are feeling down on ourselves, we close ourselves off to that. So connect with others. So again, it's not full on, I need to be best friends with everybody. Just being open to the exchange of energy that is natural part of humanity, right? And then the last way to show yourself compassion as a component of self-respect is not letting your suffering be bigger than you, right? Not let your suffering extend because it feels endless. And you just have to say to yourself, this is a moment of suffering. This is just a moment of suffering. I'm going to be okay. I might not be okay, but some way, somehow, this is just a moment. This is just a moment. I'm going to let this be just a moment, because everything shifts. You know, I was talking to a client this week, and we were talking about energy and how quickly energy shifts. And we've been kind of tracking her energy based on, you know, the people she's been attracting into her life. And she's like, oh, I know what moment I was in there. And I attracted that person who had very similar energy to the state she was in. And I'm like, wow, are you seeing how quickly energy can shift? We can shift energy so rapidly if we allow it, right? And so, I mean, that's why I became a coach, is because I wanted to help people be able to shift energy rapidly. You don't have to stay in any type of moment. You can just choose another thought. You can choose a truth that matches the life that you want. You can shift, and everything changes as a result. We really do live in a vibrational world. And so if you change your vibration, then the vibrations that you're attracting, law of attraction there, will change. So self-compassion. Self-compassion will help you raise your vibration. It will help you build respect for yourself. All right, next. This is, seems pretty standard, but it needs to be said. Treat your mind, body, emotions, energy, home, life, anything that matters to you. Treat it well, right? And then my spirit guides are jumping in. And then be mindful of people who don't treat those things in your life well. Anybody who doesn't treat your mind well. You know, if you're in a running relationship with a narcissist, they're not treating your mind well. Narcissists are pretty terrible humans. They're here to serve the planet. My spirit guides do show me that, but not in the way like, you know, you would think they, you know, but yeah, they're pretty terrible. That's just fact. But yeah, I wouldn't spend a lot of time with that person. If you know that's what they are. My landlord was yelling at somebody yesterday. And I was working, and I don't know what they were speaking. It was Chinese, a dialect of Chinese. So I don't know what was being said. But it got to the point where the frequency of it was so harsh that I actually had to, I left. I went out for a bit and waited till she was done yelling at that person, because I just wasn't going to sit there and let that yelling. And I imagine she's frustrated about something. I don't know. I wasn't going to let it affect my mind. While it didn't have anything to do with me, it was affecting my mind. And so I was like, all right, spirit, I know I was working on this. I know there'll be ample time to get it done at some point. I'm going to step out for a bit. And so that is a part of respecting your energetic body. So treat your mind, your body, your emotions well. And if somebody else is not doing that, yeah, you can't make them do it. You just gotta, typically you set a boundary, maybe have a conversation, maybe have another conversation. If it's somebody that matters, that you feel there's a longstanding connection there. And if it's still not working, bounce out. There are billions and billions of people on this planet. You don't have to be lonely, and you don't have to be around people that don't make you feel good. And I think that's a part of respecting yourself. Okay, next, don't tolerate disrespect from anyone. So we got that one. So if you want to respect yourself, a part of that is, you know, surrounding yourself with people who respect you, and don't tolerate disrespect. And a part of that is learning to say no, you know, and learning to set boundaries. And, you know, I'm a fan of Terry Cole, teaches boundaries really, really well. You can just go on her YouTube channel and search boundaries and learn it. And practice. Like, I think one of the things I think she's doing that I think is cool, and you can just even do a Google search on boundary scripts and then click the image. Can you hear my phone? Okay. So I was expecting a phone call from somebody. Or I'm not expecting, but if it was the call, I wanted to pick it up. So boundaries, learning boundary scripts and what to say. So what I did a couple of years ago was I looked under... you Google boundary scripts, and then you click images. And so then you just get some, like, you know, infographics of various things to say. And it's not like you have to say it verbatim. You just pull that energy into your body and you're like, oh, this is what boundaries sound like. Oh, this is what I would do if I were in this situation. We got to teach ourselves how to do these things, right? So be willing to search out some boundary scripts if you're struggling with boundaries. Okay. Next, And this consistently, as I was doing research on self-respect, I was planning to do this show about a week ago. And so I'd started researching it a lot on values, like knowing what you value and then holding firm to your values. Knowing what you value and holding firm to your values. Knowing what you value and holding firm to your values. And I will tell you again, we live in a world that's going to tell us that don't have values, right? And it's coming from all different angles, and in a lot of weird, seemingly ways that appear to be good, but it's just another way of telling people, like, don't honor what you value. So be firm in your values, you know? And I think you got to maybe sit with yourself and just say, okay, what are the things I value? Or, you know, do a Google search on identifying my values worksheet and just see what you come up with, and then trust your intuition to guide you and get really clear about what your values are. Like, for sure, 100%, my value is time freedom. I like to do what I want when I want, and particularly when I want, right? And sometimes even I can be kind of hard on myself. I'm like, oh, I should be working on that thing right now. I'm like, no, I'm tired. And I don't work when I'm tired. And if I'm tired for this most recently, I worked a lot this weekend, this past weekend, I was just worked a lot. And I think working a lot often has a diminishing return after a while. And I was nearing the diminishing return. And so, so it was like kind of sleeping a little bit more. And so, I was telling myself, like, oh, you should be working on this thing. You should go out and do this thing. You should do this. And I was like, no. Even this morning, I got up and I was like, oh, I'm going to go and work on these things and sit at this place and plot all this out. And I did wind up getting it all done. But in the intense way I was setting myself up to do it was just mean. I was like, no, that's not time freedom. I get to do what I want with my time. And that's okay. That's a value, right? And so think about the things that you value and hold firm to them. Same with with numerology. I'm like, really, you know, this is I'm not even going to tier my values, but it's a value of mine. I've studied numerology extensively, and I've studied particularly home numbers. And I know the numbers that will not, under any circumstance, work for me. And so I had gone to look at a place. I was thinking of moving. And I got to look, and the numbers were like, the building was a two, and I won't live in a two. If you're a two or you like twos, I have nothing against twos. It's just not a good number for me. And the apartment was a three. And I was like, and I didn't know, like, they hadn't told me what the apartment number is. And actually, next level on this one, they had given me another address. So I get there and I'm like standing out in front of this building. I'm like, oh, this looks really nice. Like, and he's like, oh, I'm across the street. And I was like, wow, that's a bait and switch there, right? And so not only were the numbers off, then that piece, those are all things I've known to be true. When I, you know, if there is any dishonesty in that exchange, that initial exchange, that home is probably going to be off for me. So me honoring my values keeps me on the right side of life, right? It's also self-respecting more than anything, right? So same for you. Honor your values. Honor what you know to be true. Honor your hard-earned wisdom. Honor what feels right and true to you, you know? All right. And then know your worth. Know your worth. And that's related to self-esteem. So, you know, you might want to do that. You know, I talk a lot about doing your self-esteem work. Most people don't like doing it, but know your worth. And then lastly, make peace with your mistakes. I think this is coming back to compassion. So do you see, like, respecting yourself is really just not being a dick to yourself? Right? Because the most disrespectful people are usually, like, mean, angry, aggressive, often on the narcissistic spectrum, lost themselves, so look at, like, the next time you're around a really disrespectful person, it sucks. I don't like it. Like, I was in a restaurant and a nice restaurant. Well, it's nice enough, right? It's nice. It's a nice restaurant, but it's, like, not the nicest restaurant ever, you know? But there's so few, like, really good restaurants in Pasadena. And so that the people are, like, real serious about this one. And so I was sitting at the bar and I was having lunch. It's my favorite meal, one of my favorite meals. And one of the servers, because the bar, they kind of do this, like, rotating, like, yeah, everybody's kind of your server. And there's, like, a gazillion people working behind the bar, and they don't look all that busy, but they all seem busy when you need them. And so anyway, I've been waiting for silverware. And so the man next to me, because, you know, a lot of single people sit at the bar, you know? So he was like, he had been there a while, and he was like, hey, hey, hey. He was trying to get the server too for me, because I didn't have any silverware or flatware. And so then this bar, they get one of the bartenders. I'd seen her milling around, but she hadn't come by, you know, to check on me until this moment. And she just slams them on the bar. And she's like, okay. And I was like, wow, that's so disrespectful. And I didn't take it. I wanted to take it personally, but I probably could take it personally. And, you know, I am a good psychic, and I got what she was doing there. But more so, I'm like, as much as I love this meal, I don't like the servers at this restaurant, and it's disrespectful to myself to continue to come. And matter of fact, as I start to think about it, I was like, you know, I really don't like any of the restaurants in this town, and food is really important to me. So it's probably pretty disrespectful to myself to continue to live here. So, yes, I'm making a case for a move. I'm definitely making a case right now. But I just, you know, yeah, I have to say, like, the respectful thing is to honor my heart. And, you know, I'm a kind human being. And so I deserve to be in places that feel like me. And that's the most respectful choice. But what inspired this show was I was watching a person who is probably much older than most of my audience, in their latter years of life. And they had spent years not respecting themselves and blaming other people. And I saw so clearly, psychically, how it had just destroyed their insides. And I thought, wow, all this person needed was to just learn how to respect themselves at a little bit younger age and just make some different choices in their mind, and then therefore making some different choices in their life. So I'm saying this to you guys, take it seriously. You know, your self-respect is everything. So please, please take the time to learn how to really respect yourself. Yeah. All right. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Got a 1-year program. It's called the 1-Year Intuitive Coaching Package. Take a look at that if you're ready to shift some energy and be the most powerful version of yourself to create the life of your dreams, to do the thing you've always wanted to do. I can help you. I can help you do anything. Transition from corporate into your own creative gig. Let's do it. Where you're making just as much money as you're making now. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It's not strategy. It's all inner world. And the sooner you start, the sooner you'll get there. And I just launched my metaphysical school. It's been in my heart for some time to put together a metaphysical school. And my first round of, I'm calling them sessions, start in a couple of weeks. May 14th is the first class or session. You can buy all five in the, it's 5 weeks. You can buy all five or you can buy them individually. Talk to dead people, understand signs from spirit. These are the classes. Heightened spiritual practice, where we really just cover all forms of spiritual practice. What else? That's my teaching on. There's quite a couple, of course, always intuitive stuff too. So channeled, receive channeled messages, connect to your guides, work with guides is the name of that one. And then space clearing. The space clearing one, I've been getting that message forever to do that class because I've developed so many systems and practices for space clearing. It's really quite miraculous. I can create such a force field, and really keep the energy clean within a space and it be what it needs to be in that moment. So yes, please consider my metaphysical school. It just went up on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. You'll see it, metaphysical school. And again, you can take them individually or you can take all five. I'm really excited about metaphysical school. It's such a, you know, I spent years studying all this stuff and I want to share all the little nuances of information that I've picked up along the way. And so much of when I started studying metaphysical practices or rituals, they were a lot more involved. I've streamlined them a lot more. I've streamlined them a lot more and I'm always learning new things. I was watching something today where I was like, oh, this is good. This is good. Oh my, something about the root chakras, the way she was explaining it was so good. Cause the way that we typically think of the root chakra and meditations around the root chakra, it's like roots in the ground. She's like, no, that messes up your flow, your energetic flow. It's like, it's up from the earth through the root chakra, through the crown. And I was like, oh, that's so good. So good. And that's just a tangent. Anyway, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Thank you for listening. If you like this show, please, please, please subscribe, review, give me some stars, thumbs up. I'm not really sure what it is on all the platforms. Just basically throw the show some love. It helps with the algorithm, helps the shows be searchable in the future. I will continue to create massive amounts of content to help you be your best self in whatever you desire to do. I want you to live your dream life and I want you to feel good as you live that dream life. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Take care.